This is the day you've been waiting for. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you know just what you want to do.
All you want to do is ride around Saturday.
You know how when someone you know and like starts to have some success and get a little bit of recognition out there, it feels pretty good? Hi, everybody. Rick Lamb for The Horse Show. Well, that's why I'm kind of upbeat today. A good friend of Diana's and mine has started coming into the public eye, getting her recognition, her due, and she's going to be my guest today. A lot of people know her, but they know her in kind of a different role. For many years, she was president of Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. That's how I first met her, when we did some business together that way. And then she kind of stepped back from that and started doing some more teaching of horsemanship. Now she's completely on her own and has targeted women, not to the exclusion of men, but she's focused a message on women. It's called Horsemanship for Women, and her name is Karen Scholl. And Karen has helped Diana and me many times over the years with our own riding, with our own horsemanship. She helped me starting my filly with the initial groundwork on her. She helped us when we got our first horses from the Pirelli organization many years ago, and I still have one of those horses. And we go riding whenever we can together. She's home. Her home base is here in the Phoenix area, although she travels an awful lot. We're going to talk to her today. This interview actually took place in my backyard, sitting under a mulberry tree. The birds were singing. My horses were right there. It was like one of those Chamber of Commerce beautiful days, and we talked horses, and then we went riding. So it was a great day. We're going to share part of that with you and try and focus in on this message of horsemanship targeted at women. I think you'll find this fascinating. A little bit later in the program, Chris Cox joins me. He's got a Horsemaster's Minute for us on posting. If you ride Western, do you need to learn how to post? What is posting? How do you do it? What's the value? He'll talk about all of that at the end of the program. I have two more appearances this year, and both of them are in Florida. So all of you Florida listeners, I know I've got a bunch of you down there. By the way, get that weather straightened out before I come, okay? But I'll be at the, in fact, next weekend, so you don't have much time. In Jacksonville, next weekend, November 18th through 20th, the Florida, I guess that's 2 weeks away, the Florida Equestrian Celebration. This is a marvelous new event. Check out their website, floridaequestrian.com. And then for the final Clinton Anderson tour stop this year, we'll be back in Tampa, Florida, December 17th and 18th. So check that out. All the details are available on Rick Lamb, or actually at thehorseshow.com. Check out the schedule page there, and you can see all of that. While you're at the website, notice we've got something new. You'll see it up at the top. It's called the Horse Show Shopping Mall. Hundreds of books, tapes, audio, anything you want. Check it out. I'm Rick Lamb. This is The Horse Show, and we'll be back. Stay with us. Folks, I try to make horse keeping simple, and here's one way I do it. For deworming my horses, I use Ivercare. The active ingredient in Ivercare is ivermectin, which kills 35 stages of worms and bots combined. Ivercare is easy to find, it's easy to use, it has a very cool syringe, and frankly, it's easy on my mind because it's broad-spectrum parasite control. If you want to read up on Ivercare, go to ivercare.com. I use and recommend Ivercare. I'm Rick Lamb, and I approve this message.
G'day, mate. This is Clinton Anderson, host of Down Under Horsemanship. I've trained hundreds of horses and work with lots of different horse owners, and I always get excited to see the confidence grow between horse and rider. I also get excited, mate, when I see a stunning Featherlite horse trailer traveling down the road. When I see a Featherlite, I have confidence that the horses inside are experiencing a safe, comfortable ride. Not to mention, with a Featherlite horse trailer, you have the confidence of owning the industry's leading brand. Featherlite's durability is legendary, and its innovative features have made it a favorite of horse owners everywhere. You'll be impressed with Featherlite's super smooth toe, an all-aluminum construction, and of course, Featherlite trailers turn heads wherever they go. I invite you to discover the Featherlite difference firsthand. Visit your local dealer now, mate, or call 800-800-1230 for a free catalog, or visit featherlightusa.com. Great adventures come standard with every Featherlite.
Wall knows what's important in a clipper. That's why Wall designed the cordless Arco. Extremely quiet for problem ears and head-shy horses, but still strong enough for stubborn fetlocks and bridle paths.
The Cool Running Arco comes with a built-in blade adjustment, allowing you to use a size 9, 10, 15, 30, or 40 all in one blade. Two rechargeable battery packs, a cleaning kit, and charging stand are also included. Get the Arco at your local tack store or online at valleyvet.com. Let Wall help you help your horse look his best.
Everyone loves Easy-All, the fast and easy way to wash your horse. Its secret is plant-based cleaning molecules called surfactants. President Steve Funk.
When a surfactant hits dirt, it releases all of that dirt, brings it to the surface of the coat of the animal, and we rinse it away with water.
With Easy-All, you spray it on, wait just a minute, then rinse. That's all. Your horse will be cleaner than ever before. To find a dealer near you, visit EasyAll.com. That's EZALL.com. Or call 1-800-TRY-EASY-ALL.
Winter horse blankets are in at Valley Vet Supply. Save big on a great selection of blankets in different weights, fabrics, and colors, including the waterproof yet breathable lightweight turnout blanket from Brookside. Call 1-800-356-1005 or visit valleyvet.com. With Valley Vet Supply, you save big on the brands you know and trust, like the full line of Wall Clippers. Shipping's free and most orders go out the door the same day. Valley Vet Supply, 1-800-356-1005.
Now, back to the Horse Show with Rick Lamb.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm sitting in my backyard, actually, today. I've never done this before on the Horse Show, but I'm sitting in my backyard. My horses are just probably 50 yards away eating their morning hay, and I'm sitting here chatting with Karen Scholl. Karen, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
You have charted out a unique place in the American horse industry. Somebody should have done it a long time ago. It's called Horsemanship for Women.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Well, what it means to me, Rick, is, you know, I spent a lot of time in the horse industry, and I started observing that men and women have a different approach to learning. Men tend to go towards horses or other things and say, you know, let's just go do it and learn while I'm doing it. Where women tend to step back and say, you know, I need more information. And I think that comes from our limited physiology. We're more vulnerable in our physiology. So we need more information before just going in and saying, okay, honey, just get on. He's fine. Just get on and let's go. When we go, hey, wait a minute, I need to know a little more about this. And I think most women experience that.
And the American horse industry, by many very reliable estimates, is as much as 90% female now.
That's right.
Why do you think nobody really targeted specifically their message to women before you? Because to my knowledge, nobody has done that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
You know, because I think that my message isn't really even just for women. People say, well, why can't men come to? And I go, yeah, they absolutely can come.
But there must be some value for saying this is horsemanship for women. What is the value?
Well, I think that women are attracted to women's only programs because they know that they're not going to be intimidated. They're not going to be pushed. They're going to be treated how a woman prefers to be treated. So women come to that and they feel it's going to be a supportive environment, which it is. But it's interesting to me, I've observed clinicians hold women's only camps, but they're men.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, so it's interesting. It's
how can they do that? I've always wondered, you know, what can you offer a whole group of women when you're a guy?
Well, you know, I've wondered that you see this in other areas of society. You know, you go for marriage counseling to the priest.
Yeah.
You know, it's theory. It's all theory.
He's never experienced that.
So, you know, there's very good information out there. And I know the men clinicians have great information. But I think that you need to be a woman to understand how to deliver a message in a way that a woman can process and actually internalize the behaviors that they need to demonstrate to be effective with horses.
Most women that come to your clinics and talk to you and seek you out for help, do you relate to the problems that they're having, the feelings that they're having?
Yes.
Maybe better than a man possibly could because you're a woman.
Well, and not only that, my background's a recreational rider. I'm the typical demographic. I bought my first horse in my 20s. I went, well, where's the instructions? What do I do? What do I feed it? I was asking those questions. What do I feed it? When do I put shoes on? I came from that. I did not grow up on a ranch, so I came from a place where most women are coming from now.
Well, a lot of us. I mean, very, very few people in modern times depend upon horses for anything other than recreation.
Right.
And that certainly wasn't the case 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. I want to talk just briefly about
your professional journey. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know that you were for many years the president of Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. Mm-hmm. You chose to step back from that kind of executive position mm-hmm. to become an instructor. Why did you make a decision like that?
Well, I think that my drive in my executive role was so that I could help even more people experience what I had been experiencing with my horse. So years ago, when I realized that this wonderful hobby and dream and love of mine was going to kill me, and I started gaining information and education, I have a degree in equine science, I came across the Pirelli organization and I got the most effective results with it. I had an incredible experience and wonderful connection with my horse. So when it worked out for me to manage the corporation and to take it through those stages in those formative years, I jumped at the chance because my motivation was to share this with as many people as possible. But the truth is, Rick, I missed it. You know, the whole time I was in it, I was cruising along and just having a great time and everything was growing. But deep inside of me, I said, you know, I love helping people one-on-one, help them live their dream with their horse. That's why we buy horses, is to enjoy them. But you get out there and all of a sudden we don't understand them, they don't understand us, and it's not so enjoyable anymore. In fact, it can be very scary and life-threatening, you know, in extreme situations.
And in your particular case, you were probably stuck behind a desk a lot of the time,
yeah,
doing administrative type things. And if, you know, the reason you got into this was love of the horse and the interest in helping people with horses,
right,
not only for the horse's sake, but for the person's sake, I could see how that would eventually not be as satisfying and
right,
why you might want to do that.
Right.
You've since gone outside of the Pirelli organization and have developed this whole concept of horsemanship for women. How big a role does the original Pirelli methods that were taught when you were there and are still being taught, how mm-hmm. big is that in your methods today? Do you still use those things, or have you replaced them, or what?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I studied Pirelli seriously for almost 16 years. I taught it for 10. And I still integrate it in a way because it's all psychology-based training. Everything everybody's doing is around the psychology of horses. There's only two kinds of training. That's psychology-based training, where you're tapping into the mind and emotions of the prey animal, or you're forcing the horse to do something mm-hmm. with mechanics and you know, bigger bits or devices and things like that. That's artificial to me. That's not tapping into the psychology. So when I look at what somebody's doing with a horse, regardless of what it is, I try to look at the horse and go, what does the horse think about what they're doing?
Do you think we can ever know that? Do you think we can ever know what's in that little walnut-sized or whatever size brain it has that is so different from ours?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think most people can get a sense of horses or a sense of people. It's that same kind of thing.
Certainly a sense.
Yeah, you get a sense of it. And if you watch that horse and say, you know, I've seen horses do very high level performance and they're having a blast.
What is the single, I didn't warn you I was going to ask you this, but what do you think is the single most important concept that you have preserved out of your Pirelli experience that you're carrying forth to the rest of the world? Is there some kind of single concept or principle that you will forever embrace?
Probably the thing that if I can help people develop this one skill, and that's the ability to observe the situation and be able to adjust their behavior to fit the situation.
Adjust to fit the situation. Good advice, but how do you implement it? We'll find out when I continue talking to Karen Scholl about horsemanship for women. I'm Rick Lamb. This is The Horse Show. Stay with us.